Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Bigs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the score hotline. Bigsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you got the story. You were monitoring it, watching it. You predicted it. The Bears did indeed do exactly what needed to be done. They got themselves a quarterback, and then they doubled down, and they got themselves a really good wide receiver, and that should translate into scoring more touchdowns, passing touchdowns for the Chicago Bears. What's your read on how they did in the draft? And again, sometimes just accepting the gifts that are there for you can be the greatest plan of all.
Yeah, Ryan Poles was asked late last night, you know, about having only, you know, four picks. They don't have a second round pick this evening. It's like, yeah, I'm okay with it with 1 and 9. And that was after using 1 on Caleb Williams and 9 on Roma Dunze. It was interesting yesterday, guys, because I chatted with guys with multiple teams, and the indication they were getting is that Adunze probably wouldn't be there at 9. This is yesterday afternoon. The feeling was that he's a really good prospect, and he's super clean. A team-first guy, off-the-charts makeup, everything you want. That Adunze would come off the board before Malik Nabers. That was kind of the buzz, again, middle of the afternoon yesterday. So the Bears could have been in a scenario where they're staring at maybe Nabers at 9 or pivoting to something else. And obviously most people are aware Malik Nabers had a gun arrest while at LSU in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. That was taken care of, but teams are going to look really closely at guys that have issues with weapons. And it turned out Nabers went off the board first. The Falcons got into the quarterback party.
Wow.
Unbelievable how that went down last night. And Adunze sitting there at 9, I don't think Ryan Poles had to think real hard about it, guys.
Nope. Well, at least Neighbors is going to a small market. Nothing happens in New York, right? Okay.
Yeah. Brett, I mean, he was pulling a Plaxico Burress without the Plaxico Burress Indies.
He's going to the right team then. So, Brad, what exactly happened last night? What happened to the Bears in terms of expectations? We can talk about people stamping them, okay, now you are a legit playoff contender. Do you agree? And if so, is that realistic because of you're counting on two rookies to take big steps quickly?
Well, I don't think you want to stamp them as a contender unless you believe it's realistic, right? You can't do one and not the other. And I want to see them play. I want to see them play. They got better as an organization last night. There's no question about that in my mind. They've taken a step forward this offseason, but we've got brand new offensive coaching staff for the most part. Line coach Chris Morgan's still around. So that's going to be new for everyone. They're better. There's no question they're better in a really competitive division. I don't think we have to throw any labels on what we expect them to be on April 26th. Folks want to do that, knock yourself out. I'm just going to sit back and continue to see what unfolds.
Well, I was saying to David, I think they're going to run a professional 7-on-7 drill. I don't think the ball's hitting the ground receivers, right?
Yeah, my good. And that's one of the last couple summers you'd watch that, and they couldn't move the ball in 7-on-7, and you got people in the media as well just going gaga over what's going on, and the offense has turned the corner, and it's gone to the next level, and it's like, wait a minute, did you watch the 7-on-7 today? Like, they can't throw the football. And no, people didn't want to look at and acknowledge what was right in front of their face. So you would think that they'll be able to be a lot better in that area. They've made other improvements as well. And there is, I'm not going to call them a playoff contender today, but I'll tell you there's reason to have a lot more optimism in these parts about the local football team.
Brad, I think you heard a lot from Caleb Williams last night, and it reinforced this idea that he's a very emotional young man, and he brings that emotion almost to every interview, and you can see it and sense it. I just wondered, what did you hear, if anything, from him last night that stood out, and how do you think that will translate into this market where every move will be scrutinized and everything he does will be studied and discussed? And I just wonder how you see that playing out.
I think it'll play out well. You know, the my main takeaway was, like, this is a guy who's been really looking forward to getting to work for a while. Like that's kind of the sense I got, that he wishes he could be at the grind for a month now, and he hasn't been able to do that. You know, they've had some workouts, and they've done some things where they've kind of put that together on their own, and he's had Zoom meetings with the team. But while emotional, right? While I agree with that, and I think that's true, he's also unbelievably driven and process oriented. So when you kind of add all that up, I don't think that an emotional reaction in a place, and let's be real, whoever would have wound up with Caleb Williams in the draft, like every move the guy makes is going to be micro analyzed. But I just think he's so kind of committed to the process that any emotions aren't going to really kind of pull him away from what he's trying to accomplish. That's my read, totally from the outside. Like, you know, I haven't covered the guy on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis yet.
I thought Minnesota had a hell of a draft. They traded up twice, Brad. Obviously, they get J.J. McCarthy, local guy made good, and they add the pass rusher Dallas Turner in the with their next pick. That's a good draft. The Lions wound up with a good corner. They moved up, and I thought that it was interesting to see a tackle go to Green Bay. We'll see how that turns out. What were your thoughts on the rest of the division?
Yeah, the Vikings interesting, but man, they remember they had already paid to move up to 23, right? They bought that one, 5 weeks ago or so, and then they trade up again. So they paid Dallas. If Dallas Turner's a player, they're fine. Okay, if he's a player, if he's not a player, oof. I mean, they paid big time to make that move up again last night. I saw something. They might own 3 picks in next year's draft. I don't know if that's accurate. I was looking at something a friend of the program, Kevin Seifert, had put out late last night. Filling needs and interesting, kind of going for it now. The Lions, you knew they had to get a cornerback. That was probably going to be a need for them before Cam Sutton, decided to play hide and seek from the police. So they got a corner, and Arnold's going to be a pretty good one, I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So when you look at the Bears now with 3 legitimate wide receivers who could reasonably you look at and be identified as a top target on some teams, Adunze just a rookie, but certainly all 3 of them on the field at the same time, Brad, is that realistic? How does Adunze fit into different roles? Can he come out of the slot? I know they moved him around. And is he a candidate to return punts, as Ryan Poles mentioned last night late?
No, I don't think you're going to do that. It's an interesting dynamic with the 3, and something that I think is important to realize. The Bears are going to pay Keenan Allen $23.1 million this season, final year of the deal. The total 4-year contract for Rome Odunze, guys, is going to come in at $22.7 million. So for $400,000 less, you get Rome for 4 full seasons, and then obviously you have a 5th-year option on that contract as well. So I think for those still struggling with, well, why did they get a wide receiver, this is a move that's made way beyond looking at the 2024 season, and we tried to talk about that earlier this week and I think last week as well, using a big-picture view with what they're going to do with these draft picks. I think Keenan and DJ can do a little bit of everything. I don't think you're going to want to be moving Rome all over the place. I think a lot of times you find the most success with rookie wide receivers when you don't put too much on their plate right away. and you just let them focus on mastering a couple things before you sort of expand the menu.
I'm curious, Brad, when you look at the draft, you mentioned Atlanta getting into the quarterback business. That was a surprise.
Boy.
Is that the moment where you were kind of scratching your head? What was the turning point in the draft in your mind?
Yeah, that's probably, although before you got to eight, you were figuring there was going to be a trade, right?
Hmm.
That, you know, somebody would blow Arizona away or the Chargers or even the Giants, who have desperately needed talent at the wide receiver position for, you know, 3-4 years now. That the Atlanta thing, I don't want to jump all over it and criticize it, because yes, they just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed.
Go ahead. Hold
on. Hear me out, David. When you see teams like the Bears and some of these other franchises who have been bumbling along without a quarterback,
right?
This is Atlanta, you know, saying, boy, we see a guy we really like. We're going to make a move here. The one thing that's interesting about it, though, is Penix is one of the older prospects, right?
Yes.
He was in Bloomington. He was a Hoosier for about half his life. He's going to turn 24 next month, like in a couple, in 2 weeks or so. He's going to be 24 years old. So if he was a guy that was about to turn 21 or 22, maybe I look at it a little bit differently. But that was an odd one. And then you see Bo Nix going at number 12. So you've got six of the top 12 picks or quarterbacks.
Desperate.
It's going to be a short period of time, guys.
Okay, Draft Swami.
24 months to 36 months where we can look back at this and really criticize a handful of these teams.
I needed 24 minutes to criticize the Falcons. Come on. You pass on Belichick and then you do that last night. All right, Brad, what happens tonight? 75th pick overall. The Bears probably look at best available. Like to see an edge rusher, possibly. How about a center? Could a center drop that far? Who knows?
Not a plug-and-play guy. You're not going to get Zach Frazier from West Virginia. He's probably the best center in this draft. I think he's gone in the first 10 picks tonight. And, you know, the Bears are sitting there midway through round three. Edge rusher, a guy with some traits that kind of fits what you want to do. Deep class for offensive linemen. So if there's a guy that, you know, normally would project a little bit higher, but because all this talent is still sitting there, that's an option. But, third round pick, you want to get a guy that's going to help your football team. And so more so than focusing on your needs, I think you're looking at, best available, like you said. Like this is an interesting, unique situation with them with only the four picks. He said it the other day, it's going to be a difficult football team to make. So go out and get yourself a player that's got skills to make your team.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's crazy to think about that sort of stuff. Brad, when we start talking about what's next for the Bears, for the quarterback, it's Shane Waldron time, right? We've got to figure out exactly what he's going to do, how is he going to go about it, how will the offense run. He knows that. The Bears know that. How far into that process are they?
Oh, I think you're just the real surface type stuff. You want to start at ground zero when you're doing that stuff, because the more secure you are with that original installation stuff, I think the smoother the entire rest of the process will go. But hey, Caleb is a really sharp football mind. He's been around some sharp people in college, and I think the Bears will discover that he processes things pretty quickly. And I would imagine in the weeks and couple months that follow, we're only going to hear stories about how rapidly he's sort of assimilated and mastered some of this stuff. And you know, a lot of this material is going to be new to everyone as well. But I would envision Caleb being able to help other guys along at some point here too, because like I think he's got a really sharp football mind, guys.
Was Ryan Poles ever that close to trading down and getting more picks, or was he content on staying there?
I think he was content on staying there. I don't know who somebody was moving up to get. You know, we saw Minnesota climb one spot, flipping from 11 to 10 with the Jets to get J.J. McCarthy in that unbelievable run on offense. What was it? The first 14 players were offensive players. You've got to imagine there's going to be one of those defensive guys, right, that was taken in the middle of the round, that's going to have that list of guys in his locker. Or, you know, how we saw Patrick Mahomes counting off the teams that passed on him on his hands in that game at Soldier Field. Like somebody's got to have a chip on their shoulder as a defensive football player to endure that kind of disrespect, whether it's Byron Murphy or Dallas Turner or Jared Verse. I don't know, but one of those guys is probably going to emerge as a pretty damn good football player that wound up being a steal on night one of the draft.
Are they going to get a punter?
Well, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Although, I'll tell you what.
Oh, geez.
I think the odds are against it, but you would not be stunned if somebody grabbed Tory Taylor at the end of round three tonight.
Okay. The Bears are near the beginning of round three.
They're in the middle of round three.
They could trade down, get the punter, and pick up.
If the Bears trade down tonight, you better maybe think about being on punter alert.
That's it. That's our guy.
Thanks, Brad.
Big Z. All right, bud. Thank you.
Hey guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the draft. We'll talk Monday.
All right, man. That is our guy, Brad Biggs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.